You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week 5. And if you want to play along with us, go to our Instagram account at Fade Route Podcast. Click on that link in bio. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League, also titled The Option, and sign up and play along with us today. We've had a pretty competitive year so far. All of us are separated by about 2 points. Two. Not too shabby. In first place, you have the lovely Rita Sanchez with 39 points. You and I are tied for second with 37. Foxy rounding up the top four with 36 points. Tricky time now. These are now bye weeks. Let's see what you got. On the bye this week, you have the Browns, the Chargers, the Seahawks, and the Bucks. We're going to discount the Thursday night game. We all picked the Commanders, and boy, did we look stupid. But let's go to Sunday. We're back in London. It was at Wembley last week. It's at Tottenham this week. The 2-2 Jags at the 3-1 Buffalo Bills.
Bills.
I'm torn by this because the Jags have been in London all week. So they're acclimated. That's like the one thing that gives me pause about this. But, yeah, the Falcons did not look great last week. So I'm going to go with the Bills as well. I think they're just a superior team to the Falcons.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ every NFL Sunday during the season.
The 2-2 Houston Texans go into Hotlanta to take on the 2-2 Falcons. And how is the NFL doing them so dirty like this? You did London, and now you have another game? That's messed up.
Falcons, I'm taking the Texans.
I'm taking the Texans, too. I think the NFL did the Falcons dirty here. I really think that they should have gotten the bye after going to London. Especially knowing that the Jaguars are there for 2 weeks in a row. No, that's not cool. Not cool at all. The 0-4 Panthers at the 3-1 Detroit Lions. It's the Kitten Bowl.
Lions.
Lions roar. Panthers 0-5. And I wonder if they made a mistake with Bryce Young. The 2-2 Titans at the 2-2 Indianapolis Colts.
Colts.
I'm going to go with the Titans. I think that Derrick Henry started something. I think he's going to keep rolling. The Colts, going to keep rolling. The Colts, I don't know what the hell's going on there. Like, they should have beaten the Rams last week, but didn't. The 1-3 New York Football Giants going to Miami to take on the 3-1 Dolphins.
Oh jeez. Oh. Miami.
No. Oh. How can you not, right? The Giants just look so terrible. The Dolphins got exposed a little bit, but Wink Martindale's defense is not good enough to do it like the Bills did. So Dolphins pretty handily. The 2-2 Saints go into Foxborough to take on the 1-3 New England Patriots.
Saints.
Saints as well. These are, it's pretty clear. The Patriots are not great. So, over under 3/4 for Bailey Zappe next week.
Under.
Under 3/4. You think Mac's going to play the whole game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're going to stick with him. It's not going to get ugly like Dallas did.
You hope so. You hope so. You're a Patriots fan. The 3-1 Ravens go into Pittsburgh in an AFC North battle to take on the 2-2 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ravens.
Yeah, that seems pretty straightforward. Like, Kenny Pickett's not great, and Kenny Pickett is hurt. So that's, you know, he's going to play, but you have a wounded Kenny Pickett against the Baltimore Ravens. It doesn't matter who you put in the purple and black. You're the Baltimore Ravens. 4-1 for the Birds.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 1-3 Bengals go into the desert to take on the 1-3 Arizona Cardinals.
Cards.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals too. Joe Burrow is not healthy. When is Zach Taylor going to pull the plug? We started it and then around the horn and PTI picked it up. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Cardinals, pretty easily. The 4-0 Eagles at the 2-2 Rams.
Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly, unfortunately. 5-0. If Stafford is hurt, he's hampered with a hip injury. That could be a major problem. This next one. The Nathaniel Hackett Bowl. The 1-3 Jets go into the Mile High to take on the 1-3 Denver Broncos.
I'm taking the Jets. The Jets have to win this game. They have to.
They have to. That doesn't mean they will. I'm going to take the Broncos. I think Russ is going to torch Robert Saleh's defense.
Oh, my gosh. That would be crazy.
I think he's going to torch him. Absolutely torch him. And then the metaphorical finger, middle finger at the end of the game for Sean Payton. So, Broncos, pretty handily. The 3-1 Chiefs go into Minnesota to take on the 1-3 Minnesota Vikings.
Chiefs.
Chiefs as well. Minnesota's not good. Chiefs are very good. Possibly the game of the week. Could end up being the game of the year. Your Sunday night special. The 3-1 Cowboys go into Santa Clara to take on the 4-0 San Francisco 49ers.
49ers.
I'm taking the Niners as well. Like, they're a good team. They're much better than the Cowboys. Christian McCaffrey, have a day. Have a day. And your Monday Night Delight. The 2-2 Packers go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 1-3 Las Vegas Raiders with Jimmy Garoppolo under center.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Packers.
I'm going to go with the Packers as well. Just the Raiders are the Raiders, and the Raiders are not good. And as a reminder, the Browns, the Chargers, the Seahawks, and the Bucks are all on a bye. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.